Chapter 11. Grigory. Before he left Kabul, Jack had tried to contact his old friend, Bogdan Markov. He had two numbers for the Russian, his cell phone and his home. But there had been no response from either number. He'd left two voicemails and sent two texts, again, none of which had been answered. Bogdan Markov, in his younger days, had been a helicopter pilot with the Spetsnaz, the Russian Special Forces. Jack had first met him in Kosovo, after the Russian had left the Soviet military. Bogdan was working as a mercenary and secured himself a lucrative contract as a mountain guide working for the United Nations. Markov had been seconded to a mission Jack had been given to neutralise a particularly nasty Armenian warlord. It was on that mission a mutual respect and friendship had developed. Jack had last seen Bogdan over a year ago, when they'd worked together on the Beirut Shahadi operation. Now, and for the last few years, his old friend had been working with the Moscow Mafia. Bogdan also owned and operated the trendy and exclusive nightclub in the Metropolitan Hotel. After eating dinner in the hotel's elegant dining room, Jack walked across the Moskvoretsky Bridge and up into Red Square. The evening was warm, and the square was packed with tourists and street vendors touting for their business. He walked past St. Basil's and the Lenin Monument, and out the other side onto Varvaka Street. Turning right, he continued past the imposing Bolshoi Theatre, and then left into a small side road. The Anna Karenina was a small but stylish cafe in the theatre district. The place was busy with pre-show diners, but the bar area was reasonably quiet. Jack took a seat at the end of the counter and ordered a Coke. The pretty girl behind the bar smiled when he thanked her in Russian, his English accent still discernible. He handed her a $20 bill and said, "Keep the change, love." The pretty smile widened. "I'm looking for a friend of mine," said Jack. The smile disappeared and her dark eyes narrowed. "Is Grigory here tonight?" He smiled and waited for the girl to answer. "Mr. Markov will be here about 9 o'clock, sir." "Okay, thanks. What's your name?" The smile appeared again. "Larissa." Jack checked his Rolex and then looked at the girl. "Thanks, Larissa." 45 minutes later, Grigory Markov entered the cafe. Jack had never met the man before, but there was no mistaking the likeness between him and his brother Bogdan. The big man smiled and nodded to the patrons as he made his way slowly to the bar. Jack watched as the girl leaned forward and whispered to the big Russian. He nodded and smiled at her, then turned away and spoke to another couple of diners before making his way towards Jack. "You are looking for Grigory Markov, Englishman?" Jack stood up and smiled at the slight insult. He offered his hand and said, "I'm an old friend of your brother Bogdan's. My name is Jack Castle." The Russian took Jack's hand and grinned. "Jack Castle, I have heard of you many times from Bogdan. You are welcome, my friend. How did you know to find me here?" "Bogdan told me you owned this place. He always said if I ever needed help in Moscow to contact him. But if he was not here, then you were the next best thing." "And, of course, you have not been able to contact him, Mr. Jack." "Just call me Jack, Grigory." "That's right, I've tried. I asked the manager of Bogdan's nightclub in the hotel, but he was very tight-lipped." "Yes, he would be, how you say, tight-lipped," the Russian grinned. "But I am keeping eye on club while my brother is away."
"Away where?"
"Bogdan is in prison, Jack."